What's going on, ladies and gentlemen? Another edition of 3 Wide is coming up right now. Let's cue that music up, Big D. Hello everyone, welcome to another edition of 3 Wide with yours truly, EG3, and yes, the garage is open once again. My name is Eddie Greer III, host of the 3 Wide Racing Podcast. We're all about the latest in the world of NASCAR, Cape World Truck Series, the Xfinity Series, and the Monster Energy NASCAR Cup Series, the three biggest divisions in all of motorsports. And yes, we're bringing back an old segment that you've heard on this podcast earlier this year. We've kind of taken a hiatus from that, but now kind of bringing that back into the mix, and that is called From Pit Road. This is From Pit Road edition of the 3 Wide with EG3 podcast. And tonight, well, we're a day away from a triple header action from the Bluegrass State in Sparta, Kentucky, where the trucks will kick it off tomorrow night. And why not? Let's dig on in. Tonight, take a look at Thor Sport Racing, folks, in the Cable World Truck Series, folks. Yes, this organization was running Toyotas up until this year, and then the owners from Thor Sport Racing have made a change to go another direction and decided, well, let's change manufacturers and let's go to running from Toyotas to Fords. And yes, it's been well documented partly on this podcast that they've been struggling a little bit, mainly Matt Crafton, who's been up and down for most of the season. Matt Crafton is a two-time champion in the Cape World Truck Series, and he's kind of had an up and down year. And then of course you have the new addition of a fourth team in the mix, that in the person of Myatt Snyder. Yes, this organization was originally had for the longest time now Johnny Sauter and a couple others, but this group, a four-headed monster, was supposed to compete up to the Kyle Busch Motorsports, and they have, from my perspective, have not done that. And we are deep in the regular season here in the Truck Series with somewhat 5 races to go here. Big D, he's shaking his head back there. Has the big board behind the glass here tonight. My producer, Big D, here doing his thing as usual for a 3 Wire podcast. But yes, we are going right down to business. And then next week, we have the midweek showdown, Midsummer Classic, dirt style, Eldora, where it's going to go down on dirt. We're at Matt Crafton. Last one is latest truck win almost a year ago that Matt Crafton won. And since then, he's had struggles in that 88 truck from Ford manufacturer, the owners of this organization for Thor Sport. Got to go to the Thorsons. Duke and Rhonda, owners of this organization for a long time. They've been a part of this sport for quite a while. They've seen their share of course, like I mentioned, championships and ups and downs. And of course, Thor Sport Racing is from Sandusky, Ohio. And before we get even deeper with Thor Sport here, of course, you got to go back with this organization. I believe it was a year before last year, or I just say before last season, that their building caught on fire and they had to do some reconfigurations there. Nobody was hurt, thank goodness, from that aspect. But yeah, that's kind of been kind of forgotten about this team. And then not only that, you go from Toyota and then changing your Tundras to Fords. So there's a lot of that going on, and there's still kind of a little transition. But at this point of the season, it's either you got it where you want to be, or you're still trying to find that right balance to be fast on the racetrack each and every week. Of course, this is the longest tenured NASCAR capable truck series team in the garage area, and the only team, full-time team, based in the state of Ohio. Thor Sport Racing has competed in the truck series annually going back since 1996. And this is, of course, 2018. Of course, this is their 23rd season with a total of 1,017 starts as an organization. That is putting in hard work, hours in the shop each and every week, doing its thing. And that's amazing to see the put in the effort that this organization has. This is the oldest team in the garage when it comes to the truck series, and still competitive though, even with the manufacturer change. But they're kind of still in unfamiliar territory, having no wins up until this point. But of course, last year though, I just mentioned the Crafton victory. They didn't win a race up until that point either. And once and upon a time, they had the talented Rico Abreu in the number 98 truck last year. And then, of course, making the switch over to getting Ben Rose this year. And, of course, Mike Snyder joining forces with Thor Sport Racing as well. Going back to last year's stats here from Cody Coughlin, Ben Rhodes, Matt Crafton, and Grant Iffinger. Of course, Cody Coughlin now on GMS Racing's team. And I did a From Pit Road episode for from GMS Racing. Of course, if you have not checked that out, of course, it is in the archives on Audio Boom, iTunes, wherever you get podcasts, Stitcher. Yep, go back and listen to that. Of course, Cody Coughlin was on this team last year doing its thing. And of course, last year's stats led a total as an organization 574 laps, 2 poles, 2 wins, 21 top 5s, 46 top 10s, and Thor Sport Racing landed Crafton and Ben Rhodes in the NASCAR Truck Series playoffs. Crafton, who made it into the final 4 last year and finished 4th among the contenders. Of course, last year's champion was Christopher Bell, who's in the Xfinity Series driving for Joe Gibbs Racing currently. And then, thought I had a moment there, but nope. Ben Rhodes came up short to getting into the Final 4. And if it wasn't for Austin Cindric at Phoenix, this organization could have been talking about 2 trucks in the Final 4 last season. And going back to since the inception, Thor Sport has wheeled into victory lane at least a total of 26 times. They have had drivers like Terry Cook, of course, we talked about the well-established Crafton, Johnny Sauter, and Ben Rhodes. Drivers have finished within the top 10 in points 22 times, including 11 straight seasons in the top 10 by Matt Crafton, going back all the way back to 07. And last year, he's on that streak now, and he's in the top 10 still, even though he hasn't had a Crafton, quote-unquote, Crafton-like standard season. You're listening to Front Pit Road Edition of 3Y with EG3 tonight, bringing back an old segment here that you guys have listened to for those of you who are new to the 3Y NASCAR podcast. I did a segment at the beginning of the year called From Pit Road, taking a look at all the organizations from Truck, Xfinity, and the Cup Series. And that has been kind of put in the back burner for quite a while. Of course, coming off vacation a couple of weeks ago, even before that, I kind of put that to the side and tried some other things. But thinking about this week, I might as well slowly bring it back to the mix, as we're pretty much halfway through the NASCAR's top three division seasons. Of course, the K-World Truck Series getting closer to ending their regular season already. 5 more races to go, and that includes tomorrow night at Kansas Speedway here. Of course, Crafton, more on Matt Crafton, also became the series' first back-to-back champion, winning championship titles in 13 and 14 as well. And of course, back in 2013, ThorSport Racing rewarded owners Duke and Rhonda Thorson by recording a proverbial career season with both of its racing programs. ThorSport won its first championship in the ARCA Series race, in the ARCA Racing Series presented by Menards, where its number 44 Ansa Menards car won a series best four races in the Drivers' Championship with 10-time champion Frank Kimmel. That's an old school name that you guys should be familiar with. In the Owners Championship. And of course, another note on Matt Crafton. Of course, you sense a theme here. Matt Crafton, a well veteran in the sport, and he has pretty much another small note on Matt Crafton. This gotta go back to the days when Kevin Harvick had his own team in the trucks. Matt Crafton raced for Kevin in those days as well before transferring over to ThorSport Racing, where he's had multiple success, obviously. So I want to just throw that in there for you guys tonight. Matt Crafton won its first Drivers' Championship in the Truck Series right there. So he has done a lot for this organization. He's pretty much the cornerstone for this organization, and you wonder why there's been a lot of talks that have come up here, at least lately, that, you know, Matt Crafton should get an Xfinity ride, whatnot. He's obviously a champion in NASCAR, won a lot of races, a lot of top tens, a lot of poles in his career, and you know, we have not seen Matt Crafton, I don't believe, in the Cup Series yet, if my memory is right. I believe we have seen Matt Crafton in the Xfinity Series maybe once or twice. I might be wrong on that. I have no idea on that. But I thought, if I can remember correctly, that he at least raced in the Xfinity Series at least one time during his 10-year span with ThorSport. I might be wrong about that, or I just might be in my imagination, big deal. I don't know about that. He's shaking his head back there. But Matt Crafton, definitely, you know, he has, obviously, he's made his stance in the Truck Series for a long time, and you kind of wonder why he hasn't gotten the call to race in the Xfinity Series. You know what? I don't have the answer to that question at all. I'm just kind of, you know, kind of a little dumbfounded, if you ask me that, because he's obviously a championship four type of driver, competes for championships year in and year out for this organization. Again, he's in another spot there where he could possibly clinch, but he's going to have to work to do that if he is going to seal up another ticket to this season's playoffs. And again, we're still on going back to last season. Of course, ThorSport already mentioned that, going down the list here, and then Ben Rhodes, who's won his first career NASCAR Camaro Truck Series last year in the playoffs at Las Vegas, right there. And of course, Ben Rhodes clinched a playoff position last year via tiebreaker on Ryan Truex at Chicagoland last year. That was dramatic as well. And of course, ThorSport Racing entered their 500th NASCAR Camaro Truck Series race going back to last November, when Matt Crafton, of course, Ben Rhodes and company, squared-faced Crafton mainly in the championship for a race. Thank you for tuning in to 3 Wide from Pit Road Edition tonight. Eddie Greer III here with you guys, breaking down ThorSport Racing. Now, currently, fast-forwarding now, turning the page to this season's team. And again, we're going to start off with, let's not leave Matt Crafton just yet in here. Matt Crafton, 7th in the points right now, and I believe, not mistaken, he is 7th in the playoff position right now. No wins right now, currently, heading into tomorrow night. Only 3 top 5s, 4 top 10s, including 2 DNFs, and he's only led 35 laps up until this point. And he get this, and I've kind of highlighted this on the podcast from time to time here this season. No playoff points for Crafton in that 88 car, or excuse me, truck this season. He's sitting 7th in the original standings now, and I believe he is 7th in the playoff position right now. So, Crafton, this two-week stretch here, critical for the 88 truck to be a contender. We've kind of seen it in spurts here lately, but this is what I talked about earlier. You know, this is not where we're used to seeing Matt Crafton kind of hanging in the back here. And all we talked about this year in the truck series, Johnny Sauter, Noah Gregson, and Brett Moffitt, the big three in the truck series, gathering up all the stage points and victories, if you will. But Matt Crafton, the staple for this team, for this organization, if he is going to make a deep run, another deep run into the postseason, that organization, and he has a good crew chief, and his last name is Joyner. I can't remember his first name on top of my head right now, but they have a good career relationship, and this year has been quite the challenge, and probably mainly because of them transitioning from Toyota to Ford. They might have, the Thorsons, they did what's best for their company, but they might have messed up a good thing, of course, with all their trucks, and of course, Ben Rhodes having the up and down years he's having right now. He's 8th in the standings right now, and that's actually a good transition. We're going to transition away from Ben Rhodes for a moment and talk about the guy who leads the organization in the point standings right now. That is the person of Grant Enfinger, who is sitting 5th in the driver standings, the original quote-unquote driver standings right now. Same numbers, at least in the top 5, as Crafton, 3, 7 top 10 finishes, and he's led more laps than Matt Crafton, 49, and he has 2 stage wins, which accumulates to, of course, 2 playoff points for Grant Enfinger. Enfinger, of course, those who remember going back a couple of years ago, he won his first truck race at Talladega a year or a couple seasons ago. And the number 99, they're up there. They won us. I want to say they won a stage, but Enfinger, he was up front in Chicagoland a couple weeks ago up there. And I believe he won a stage then at that point too, if I'm not mistaken. And Big D, yep, he's shaking his head. He has a signboard up saying, yes, Enfinger did win a stage back in Chicagoland. So again, this is a guy that's capable, if they can put the right notes together, of getting themselves in the victory lane before the regular season's over. Because this is critical right now for just not only just this organization, but drivers that are not driving for Thor Sport Racing. They are gonna, if they're gonna shake things up, shake and bake, and shake things up here in the last third of the regular season, they are gonna have to really step it up and put the whole race together and to try to make something happen down the stretch here for Thor Sport Racing. And the next driver here in this mix, Ben Rhodes, who is 8th right now, originally in the driver standings. I'm going to turn to the playoff standings here after I get finished with my signer. But Ben Rhodes, this is a guy that has speed throughout the year, but bad luck has hit this team every now and then. And, Eddie Taconis, his crew chief there, was getting a little frustrated at one point or another. But this 41 truck has shown speed from time to time this year. 4 top 5s this year, 6 top 10s, and he has led most. He's pretty much the leader in the clubhouse going into tomorrow night's race at Kentucky, leading the most laps from the organization of Thor Sport, 136 laps led. And he has had, right now, 2 stage wins, which accumulates to 2 playoff points for him. So Ben Rhodes got his first win last year, And there was a lot of talk going into this year that maybe possibly Ben Rhodes could go up in there and make a deep run and possibly compete for that championship four spot this year. Doesn't have a win to show for it yet. But this team this team been plagued by mistakes throughout the year, and of course bad luck has kindled this team, and who knows, Ben Rhodes could have possibly, from my memory, made possibly a win or two in the bank already, but they don't have any wins to this point. Rhodes, I think, from this organization, even over Matt Crafton, has the strongest truck coming out of ThorSport to this point, and it's only in eighth spot, and we got five races left, and Kentucky is probably a perfect opportunity for this 41 truck to get it in gear. Of course, Ben Rhodes finished second the last time the trucks were on track up in Joliet, Illinois, Chicagoland Speedway. Thanks for tuning in for Three Wide tonight from Pit Road Edition, 80 grid to 30 with the eyes, breaking down ThorSport Racing with, finally, rounding out this lineup, Myatt Snyder, who is ninth in the driver's stands right now and is currently the first driver out of the playoff position right now. Myatt Snyder, only one top five this year, but he's put down five top tens, and that only includes two DNFs, with, going down here real quick, no playoff points, but he also has led 12 laps in that span. Myatt Snyder, going back to the last time the trucks were on track, Myatt Snyder finished 10th at Chicagoland a couple weeks ago, and Snyder has been consistent of late as well. Of course, Marty, this is Marty Snyder's son. Of course, we all know Marty. Marty does work for NBC, hosts NASCAR America from time to time, and is also on pit road doing that thing. So, you know, Myatt doing a great job so to this point, but right now he is the first guy outside the cut line. And looking at the playoff standings right now, heading to tomorrow night's Buckle Up in Your Truck 225, Snyder to his teammate Ben Rhodes, 29 points is the difference right now between the 41 to 13. And if you want any more heartburn for Duke and Ronda, this is what you don't want to see, is your employees, the 88, the 41, and Snyder in the mix. And of course, Infinger right now is plus 57, is the first guy that doesn't have a win up in the mix, and with 57 points in the trucks, that's, I'm not going to say that's a big old lead, but that's a sizable advantage right now, but an issue or anything like that. And if somebody like a Snyder or a Cody Coughlin steps up in there and puts a string of races together, or even you can put in Dalton Sargeant in that mix also. Sargeant, who went up front at Chicagoland before that team had issues on pit road a couple weeks ago as well. So you're looking at Big D, these guys, Enfinger, possibly having three trucks unless something crazy happens. And I can only think of maybe two tracks that could have big shakeups. Of course, Kentucky has this, you know, this prior to race weekend, I read a report that they had a tire dragging out there doing some work on that, trying to get two grooves on that racetrack. And Kentucky, an oddly shaped mile and a half, probably one of the tougher tracks, mile and a half, to pass on because of that. And we've seen issues, you know, with turn three, the difficult turns out there, trying to make some happen. I mean, I don't know, should I put Kentucky in there? Probably not, but I know two offhand, maybe Bristol could be one of those tracks. And of course, the road course in Canada, that's a huge wild card at that. So any one of these guys, and you know, you can't say never is never, you never know what's gonna happen. Ask Jeremy Kmetz last year when he won up there in a Road America that's really shook up the points there last year. So you cannot really count out anybody just yet. And Myatt Snyder, that's a striking distance right there. So Ben Rhodes You know, if he has trouble here in the next couple weeks here, and Meyer Steiner puts together a small stretch, a top 10 here, maybe a top 12 finish, things could get interesting within the camp of Thor Sport Racing. So, but even though they have four good trucks, one of them could be left out in the cold come playoff time for the Camping World Truck Series. But yeah, so right now, 5th, 7th, 8th, and 9th in the playoff standings for Thor Sport Racing. They are always well represented by Duke and Ronald Thorson. And this organization is still looking for its first victory of the year. Will it come tomorrow night? Got to find out and see on FSN. Still searching for that first win. And Matt Crafton still searching for playoff point number one of the season. 3WILDEG3, you can find it on Facebook, but you will find the EG3 show still titled up there. So I've been trying to figure it out, trying to change that. But for now, I'm going to leave it like it is. So the 3WILD is still, quote unquote, the EG3 show. Still find it there on Facebook.com/EG3 show. And of course, 3WILD, you can find it on Podcast Center. Of course, 3WILD on Audio Boom, Spotify, iHeartRadio, Stitcher, and of course iTunes. If you do have time, please rate and review the podcast. That will help us out, but which would likely help us out as well. Yes, spread the word. Word of the mouth gets us out there as well. If you're a current listener to the podcast, please tell your racing buddies about 3WILD and add it to your weekly collection of racing podcasts. Word of the mouth gets out there as well. And of course, you know my favorite saying on the podcast, Big D has it up, the other board up. Yep, join the movement, 3WILD Racing Podcast with EG3. You don't want to get left behind. Summer's heating up. We've had tremendous racing here the last couple weeks, and we are in store for a triple header weekend in Sparta beginning tomorrow night. A quick turnaround for the Xfinity and Cup Series. While the Xfinity was off last week during the Daytona chaos, they're back on the track. And the last time the trucks were on track were a wild last lap finish. John Hunter Nemechek, engine or gas issue, whatever happened to him, he didn't make it. Brett Moffitt scored a victory, his third of the season. So we'll see what happens there tomorrow night, kicking off triple header coverage. You can find it on FS1. And again, if you have not listened to the post race reaction to Daytona, I would likely highly encourage you to do that. That was an interesting episode, very funny episode, with quite a few rants in there as well. So definitely check it out this week. Get your tailgate on. Triple header style, Kentucky, interesting. Find out, see what happens in all three races. But ladies and gentlemen, that's going to wrap it up. Closing the garage for 3WILD with EG3. Thanks once again to Big D behind the glass, producer of the show, for his hard work as usual. Eddie Greer III saying thank you guys for tuning in to 3WILD Racing Podcast. And we're going to be on again this week with continued bonus coverage, getting you set for the triple header weekend at Kentucky. But right now, garage is closed. We got to get out of here. Thank you for listening to 3WILD with EG3. Remember, you don't want to get caught going in a difficult 3WILD situation. For now, we'll talk to you next time on 3WILD. We out.